Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, April 24th. In today's episode, the Supreme Court reserves order on EVM VVPAT verification plea. Congress on the defensive amid BJP's wealth distribution allegations. Patanjali adds case and pro-Palestine protests spread to US campuses after Columbia University showdown. First up, the Supreme Court of India has reserved its order on pleas seeking 100% EVM VVPAT cross-verification. Before reserving the order, the bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta reprimanded the main petitioner ADR's counsel, Prashant Bhushan, who was not satisfied after the hearing and had multiple reservations. The court said, and I quote, "We cannot control elections, we cannot control the functioning of another constitutional authority. We had questions, the Election Commission cleared your doubts. We cannot change your thought process. We also cannot issue mandates based on suspicions," unquote. The bench this morning asked a senior official of the Election Commission of India to be present in the court at 2 p.m. to answer a few questions. First, is the microcontroller installed in the controlling unit or the VVPAT? The Election Commission clarified all three units, ballot units, VVPAT and the chip, all have their own microcontrollers, and these microcontrollers are housed in secured unauthorized access detection module and cannot be accessed. Second, is the microcontroller one-time programmable? The commission explained all the microcontrollers are one-time programmable. It is burned when inserted, so can never be changed. Third question, on symbol loading units. How many are available with the Election Commission? The Election Commission said, quote, "For symbol loading, we have two manufacturers. One is the Election Commission of India and the other is Bharat Electronics," unquote. And last, limitation period for filing an election petition is 30 days. And commission said storage and records are maintained for 45 days. But the limitation day is 45 days, so you have to correct it. The Election Commission said, after the counting, all machines are stored for 45 days and on 46th day, we write to respective High Court Registrar and on receiving response, we do the needful, unquote. On sealing of the EVM, the ECI said, and I quote, "The control unit stores the polling data, so it is sealed. During commissioning, all three units are also sealed with a pink seal. VVPAT is also sealed and signature is taken from all polling agents," unquote. Next up, the Congress Party found itself stuck between a rock and a hard place today as its trusted advisor, Sam Pitroda, raked up the wealth distribution plan flames. Mr. Pitroda, Congress's US in charge, discussed US inheritance law in an interview, which was used by PM Modi in his speech to claim that dangerous intentions are coming out in the open, while Union Minister Amit Shah claimed it shows Congress's true mentality. At Chhattisgarh's Surguja, Prime Minister referred to the remarks by the advisor of the royal family prince. He said, and I quote, "The wealth you accumulate with your hard work won't pass down to your children. The Congress's hand will snatch it. The Congress's mantra is loot during your lifetime, loot after your death," unquote. The grand old party soon adopted a defensive mode. The Congress party has officially distanced itself from Mr. Pitroda's comments. Senior leader Jairam Ramesh posted on X, "Mr. Pitroda's comments are his own. And in a democracy, any individual is free to discuss and debate on topics they seem fit." Quote, "This does not mean that Mr. Pitroda's view always reflect the position of the Indian National Congress. Many times they do not," unquote. In another post, he stated Congress had no intention of an inheritance tax, as former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi abolished estate duty in 1985. He wrote, and I quote, "Fact 1, Jayant Sinha, then Minister of State for Finance, publicly stated he wanted to introduce inheritance tax in 2014. Fact 2, in 2017, reports emerged that Modi Sarkar was going to reintroduce inheritance tax. Fact 3, in 2018, the Finance Minister Arun Jaitley praised inheritance taxes for spurring large endowments to hospitals, universities in the West. Fact 4, news reports emerged that Modi Sarkar would introduce an inheritance tax in Union Budget 2019, unquote. Congress leader Supriya Srinath said, and I quote, "Congress does not believe in inheritance tax and we have never discussed or contemplated this. It's actually Narendra Modi and his former finance minister Arun Jaitley who contemplated this. It's their agenda," unquote. Mr. Pitroda said his words were taken out of context and being misused by the Bharatiya Janata Party and the media. He said that inheritance law in some US states is an interesting concept and also discussed the need for minimum wage, like that in US, to ensure workers get compensated. The Congress manifesto itself calls for a nationwide socio-economic and caste census to provide the data foundation for affirmative action, but it does not mention any wealth redistribution plan. Meanwhile, Rahul Gandhi has walked back partially from his wealth survey remark in the aftermath of PM Modi's allegation that Congress plans to redistribute wealth to infiltrators. At a party event in New Delhi, the Congress MP said, and I quote, "I have not said we will take action yet. I'm just saying let's find out how much injustice has been done," unquote. Mr. Gandhi was referring to his plans by his party and the India opposition bloc to conduct a national caste survey should it win the election. He added that the Prime Minister is panicking because Congress has brought a revolutionary manifesto. Quote, "The government got rattled when I asked for an X-ray to examine how deep is the rot," unquote. In response to PM Modi's claim that X-ray will be done in household items to take away Mangalsutra and Stridhan of women. Next, yoga guru Ramdev and his aide Balkrishna put out a public apology in newspapers today for not complying with the Supreme Court's direction in the misleading ads case against Patanjali Ayurved Limited. Patanjali put out an apology yesterday too, but the court had asked if its size was as big as the misleading ad of its drugs. The ad published this morning covers one-fourth of the newspaper page and is titled Unconditional Public Apology. The ad published yesterday was smaller and did not specifically mention the names of Ramdev or Balkrishna. Justice Hima Kohli yesterday took objection to the perfunctory apology and asked for republishing a proper apology, equivalent to the large ads deemed misleading by the court. The matter will be heard next on April 30th, and Ramdev and Balakrishna have been asked to appear in court. Breaking from breaking news, an Indian origin data scientist in Canada has been fired from his job after he shared a video explaining how he gets free food from food banks meant for students in Canada. In the video, Mehul Prajapati, who worked at TD Bank in Canada, explains how he saves hundreds of bucks every month in food and groceries. He said he gets his groceries for free from food banks established at colleges and universities by non-profit organizations, trusts and churches. A woman shared his post on X, and later the bank fired him for the scam. Now back to news. The crackdown on Columbia University students to end pro-Palestine protests had the opposite effect, as now thousands of students across major Ivy League colleges have erected tents on campus with anti-Israel banners and chants. They demand US stops arms supply to Israel in the ongoing Israel-Gaza war, where according to Palestinian officials, nearly 34,000 people have been killed so far, mostly civilians. 108 students were arrested and 3 suspended last week at Columbia University. Contrary to what the police's sweep of the encampments had hoped to achieve, the crackdown has simply stoked the fires of dissent at MIT, Yale, Stanford, Harvard, Berkeley, California Polytech, and several other major universities where encampments have propped up. The Gaza encampment organizers, various student groups like Students for Justice in Palestine and Jewish Voice for Peace, are calling for the university to divest from companies, quote, that profit from Israeli apartheid, alleged genocide, and occupation in Palestine, unquote. They are speaking against the university's research departments that work on weaponry for Israel, as well as President Joe Biden, who claims his support for Israel is ironclad. Some pro-Israel groups have expressed concerns over safety for Jewish students and anti-Semitic activities in the protest. But the protesters, including several Jewish students in the Gaza Solidarity encampment, say they have disavowed instances of anti-Semitism and are there to support Palestinians. On the West Coast, California State Polytechnic University announced it would be closed until at least Wednesday after pro-Palestinian demonstrators occupied an administrative building. The protests have also drawn the attention of President Joe Biden and his administration, which asserted it will not tolerate anti-Semitic behavior on campus. Meanwhile, seeing no end to the protest, Columbia University has told protesting students to clear the campus of encampments by 8 a.m. on Wednesday, or the university will find alternative ways of clearing. It has also proposed shifting to online classes, a proposal met with further protest. And lastly, after months of sending gibberish, NASA's Voyager 1 probe has finally sent back a meaningful message. The 46-year-old NASA spacecraft is humanity's most distant object in space. NASA Voyager's X handle posted, "Hi, it's me, V1. And NASA's JPL said, quote, "For the first time since November, Voyager 1 is returning usable data about health and status of its onboard engineering systems," unquote. A computer fault stopped it returning readable data in November, but engineers have now fixed this. Voyager 1 was launched from Earth in 1977, a few days after its sister craft, Voyager 2, on a tour of the outer planets like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, a task they completed in 1989. But then the Voyager 1 just kept going. Both Voyager spacecrafts carry golden records, a 12-inch gold-plated copper disc to tell the story of our world in case they come across alien life in deep space. Their power banks are expected to be depleted sometime after 2025. They will then continue to wander in the Milky Way, potentially for eternity, in silence. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.